Auburn continues to live on the edge. Welcome in to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean on this hump day edition of the Barn Social Hour. And I need another air horn because Graham, as I said at the top of the show, Auburn is living on the edge because Auburn has secured another edge rusher. And I throw it to you to give us the name of our new signee.
Yeah. So we have Marquise Evans, also goes by MJ Evans. Defensive lineman, edge rusher, 6'4", 270 pounds, out of Spain Park High School in Spain Park here in Birmingham, Alabama. He is a top 25 defensive lineman in the country, a top 10 player in the state of Alabama, according to 247. So that's always fun that, you know, we are recruiting that highly with within state. But yeah, super good tape if you go watch him. Really aggressive, big leader. I was listening to his commitment earlier, and they were kind of talking about how, you know, on his official visit at Auburn, he skipped out on one of the nights where the host was supposed to like take him around campus, stuff like that. Instead, on one of those nights, he skipped that and instead was in the Auburn weight room lifting. So, absolute, you know, driven kid. He loves his sport, loves his craft, wants to continue getting better. So it's a massive pickup for Auburn. Another just massive pickup for Golish. He's, like I say, he's a four-star. Let's see, position-wise, I mean, two four-star edges that we brought in on this class so far. We have with James Pace out of Maryland, and then obviously now Marquise Evans out of Spain Park. So that's super awesome. Overall, super excited about him. Hop on board. Where does that put us in the class? That puts us at 10 overall in the rankings.
I'll take it. Top 10 class. Golish is first season.
Oh, actually, 9 overall. My bad.
I'll take that even better. That's it's just cool to see Golish continue to just land these guys. And I want to kind of talk about what you said. The fact that we're able to hang in in-state recruiting with this guy, like normally a couple years ago, this guy goes to Bama or somewhere out of state. But if he stays in state, he's going to Bama, and there's no question about it.
Let's look at his offer list real quick.
Yeah.
Tennessee, Miami, Florida, South Carolina. Let me look here more. Alabama, Arkansas, Clemson, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, LSU, Mississippi State, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Texas, Vanderbilt, West Virginia. And then we get into some small schools probably earlier on in his recruitment. But still, wanted by basically the entire SEC, it feels like, and more.
It's not all of college football. I mean, my God, I was waiting for you to say Old Dominion and Sam Houston. Like,
They're probably on there, State. To be honest. Jacksonville State is on there, actually.
Sick. Oh, man, I guarantee Charles Kelly was like, I need him, I want him.
Yeah, no, he had South Alabama, Troy, Jacksonville State, Kennesaw State, UAB, Western Kentucky, and Alabama State. So all the small Alabama in-state schools probably got on him pretty early.
Yeah,
he's obviously grown bigger than that.
But yeah, that's a massive snag. And, you know, I said it at the top of the show, we're living on the edge. We are killing it at that position. I mean, like, we are getting some dogs at that spot. The depth at that spot next season is going to be disgusting. I cannot wait to see how this unfolds. But as far as overall recruiting goes, I really like where we're headed. Because, again, I think I can't remember if it was me or you that said it last week. It's like you think it's going to slow down at some point because it's just how it's been the past couple of years, but it just hasn't. It's just the train is still going, all gas, no brakes. I'm not mad at it at all. I don't know about you, but I can't fathom that we're still doing this good in recruiting, and the fact that we're kind of floating. I feel like right now, like a couple of weeks ago, it was like, you know, we were on the uptick. Now it's like we're either 10th, 9th, or 8th. And then it's like down to 9, down to 10, back up to 9, 8, 9, 10, 9, 8. Like, it's just always kind of in that. I'm okay with that, though. I'm not mad at it. Oh, like,
same.
First
class?
Oh, yeah. As long as we can stick in that top 10, I'm okay with it. Like, I know people want to break through the top 5. Personally, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not realistic. Now, with the amount of five stars that are out there this year in this class and how many five stars the top five have committed, we won't get there, but it's fine.
Now, if we secured someone like Tate Meadows, maybe like that would help put us. But so. I don't think we're going to get them. It's just hard to compete when you got the shoe dog getting blank checks, you know, left and right. So
Tate Meadows is from just down the road from where I am right now. He's from Collierville, Tennessee. Just pops getting the jump down the road here. I have one of my friends that I'm working with here is from Collierville. So I was just in Collierville last weekend.
Bro, go knock on the door and tell him like, hey, bro, let me sell you this real quick.
Real quick, before you commit to 2:30, just to hear me out.
Let me tell you why you shouldn't go to the Ducks. But
let me tell you this. All the Auburn fans right now are thinking about you as they drink their morning cup of coffee. I just want you to know that.
Yeah. Yeah, the morning cup of Joe, it's more like morning cup of Tay, you know? But it is what it is. But it's one of those things where you want a guy like that. You can't get them. It's like, oh my gosh, why can't, you know, if we're getting these guys left and right, why can't we? At the end of the day, and it relates to the whole schedule thing that we talked about a couple weeks ago, I can't remember. About the, you know, the stretch in, I think it's October, where we have like four back to back games all at 11. They're like all 11 a.m. kicks, like early kicks. And some people don't have a problem with it. Some people do. Most people want them to be at night because I get it. I like to have football games in Jordan-Hare at night. I'm one of those people. I was upset about it too, but I get it because at the end of the day, you have to win games, and we haven't been winning games. At the end of the day, with recruits like Tay Meadows and some other guys, some other five stars and some four stars, you know, ultimately, they want to see the full thing. You know, you can go to the facility and see how good it is. You can go to the weight room, see how cool it is. The locker, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see all that, and that's cool and all. At the end of the day, you have to produce on the field, and we haven't done that the past 5-6 years, okay? We have to produce wins. That is going to help us at the end of the day in recruiting. That is the other half of this. That at one point, it was all of it. It was all of it. Now the other half is how much money can we write to these kids to come play for Auburn? And I hate the, you know, that's the case. That's the era. And so far, we're doing good sticking with the times. I feel like Auburn in the past, and I talked about this too, with the whole brand power thing, how like you go to Birmingham and it's about 90% Bama, 10% Auburn, maybe, you know, more or less on that. But I feel like now it's starting to kind of even out a little bit. That's just me. Just from walking around Birmingham, me and Graham are from Birmingham, prior to country. I've had people, it's like, so you live in Auburn, right? It's like, I used to. Graham is a student in Auburn. I used to live down there. I used to work for the university, but, you know, or in athletics, but in Auburn Network. But it's just, you know, it's one of those things where you see it, you know, outside looking in, it's mostly Bama in Birmingham, and it's starting to even out again. Even though, and it's wild to say that considering how we've done the past 5 years, but again, they're doing a good job taking advantage of the current state of the college sports era in NIL and getting their brand out there, and it's working. Like that, I don't see them doing that dinner that we went to with Golish and Byron Brown, Andy Bertram, and oh my gosh, who else was there?
Cody Burns.
Yes, Cody Burns. I don't know why I just went blank on that, but like events like that, I feel like were not happening way back when, especially in Birmingham, maybe, you know, Montgomery, because it's closer to Auburn, you know, and then obviously Auburn, Opelika, like that's going to happen. But outside of that, no bueno. You know, now we're doing a good job keeping up with the times, and that's, you know, that's what matters. But at the end of the day, you have to produce wins, and hopefully we can start landing people like Tay Meadows, but I don't think we will. Personally, I'm under the impression I don't think we're going to get him. I could be wrong. He could.
By the time this comes out, too, he'll already be committed.
Yeah. He'll already be committed, probably more than likely to the Ducks, but we'll see. Again, because when you got the shoe dog writing blank checks to the Ducks, it's just, you can't stop that buzzsaw. I'm sorry. You just can't. And, you know, and I said this before we recorded, they will write as many checks as they want that are blank to whoever wants to get there. But at the end of the day, they will get to the cusp of when they're supposed to turn the switch on to get into championship mode, and they pitter out every time. They got absolutely embarrassed by Indiana last year. And it's just how it is every year. I feel like they did the same thing against, they got to the championship, against Florida State in 2015, I want to say? Or no, against Ohio State. they beat Florida State in the Rose Bowl to go play Ohio State that year when they had Ohio State out of Cordell Jones, I want to say was his name.
Oregon also went to the national championship in 2010. Who won that game?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who won that one?
Yeah, Auburn did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we didn't spank them. It was close. I still had a heart attack, typical Auburn fashion, but it's okay. You know why? And you know what we did, too? We beat them. We killed Herbert's Heisman hopes because Bo Nix was like, hey.
Freshman Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Freshman Bo Nix was like, hey, hold this real quick. I'm going to go ball out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, hold my phone. I'm gonna go ball out real quick and throw a game-winning touchdown against our, you know, not really a rival, but, you know, unintentional rival, I feel like. Every time Oregon and Auburn play, I just kind of think back to 2010, how that was, like, kind of written in the stars. That's who we were going to play by, like, you know, I pretty much, I feel like, since the Iron Bowl that year, it was like, yeah, Auburn's going to be playing Oregon. And it's not even going to be close. So, yeah. But that's it's fun to keep up with, but I'm glad that we got another edge rusher because, again, you can't have – there's not enough depth, you know, what I feel like that you can get. So, it's I feel like it's never enough in the SEC, but I'm glad we got another guy at that position to fill that role. So, I'm excited. And the fact that that story you told about how he was in the weight room when he was supposed to be touring, that just tells me a lot about who he is as a person and his work ethic. So, that seems like it fits the mold that Golish is looking for, and I think Golish got his guy. So, you know what else you can get, though? You can go to AUShirts.com and get you some gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You got Barnhard, the FE Iron shirt, if you know, you know on that one. The Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. We add new styles weekly. We're trying to get the Social Hour shirt finalized. And when we do, we will let you know. But I said it before, I'll say it again. If you buy a shirt from AUShirts.com and you're sporting your gear, whether it be at home or on campus on game day, or you're in Atlanta for the Baylor game, and you're wearing a shirt from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all the above. Let us know you're wearing something from AUShirts.com, sporting your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn, and we'd love to shout you out on the show. And I'm not kidding when I say that. I want to see some submissions closer to football season. If you have something from AUShirts.com, please let us know by tagging us, and we'd love to shout you out. So again, get your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn at AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a business owner and you're a massive Auburn fan, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to go sign up to get your business on the index so that people can come find you and can come support you. it's a great place to just support the family, support each other. We just need to keep growing this index, make it as big as possible that Auburn fans all over the country can support each other. And make this as big as possible. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index. Golly.
Graham is so excited. He's having a stroke. He's so excited about buyauburn.com.
Could not talk.
You know why he's so excited? Because we're not adding one. We're not adding two. We're adding multiple to this massively growing index. So, again, that is buyauburn.com. So if you know somebody with Auburn ties and has a local business, tell them about buyauburn.com and add them to this massively growing index of the orange and blue. Again, that is buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show. That was hilarious. I don't know why. It reminds me of my dad when he was trying to read ads for the Raiden. He would always be up. Oh, man. But moving on to the back end of the show, kind of some, I guess, at the time of recording this is we're recording at noon today. So it happened about an hour ago, but semi-breaking news, not really breaking by the time this airs.
Breaking today.
Yeah. Former Auburn Tiger, Walker Kessler, has signed a deal. Signed a deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Our boy Big Walk is going to be in the blue and gold in purple and gold. It's one of those hump days, guys. It's one of those Wednesdays. It's just one of those things. I'm really excited about this. I think it's really cool that because that he's a starter. He's going to be starting for the Los Angeles Lakers. That's a big deal for not only him but for, you know, just again the brand. Auburn.
It's just you're a Laker now. LeBron won't be there.
But yeah, LeBron won't be there, so it's going to be interesting how that plays out. Bronny's going to be there, though. But right now, as it stands, according to ESPN and everything, how their roster is going to be laid out, Walker is considered one of the big three. And currently, their big three is Luka Doncic, Austin Reeves, now Walker Kessler. That is awesome. I'm happy for Walker.
Signed a $130 million deal.
Well-deserved. Well-deserved. Because literally, if you – I don't know. Most of the time, the Jazz were not on TV because their cheeks, they're terrible. And he was the Jazz pretty much until he got injured last season, like about three games in, and they just completely – I haven't seen
they
anything.
They went full rebuild because they like – Quietly didn't even play some of their best players. Just
like dude, I haven't seen anything crash and burn that quick since the Hindenburg. Like that team was like, like immediately, like this, the season started. They're like, ah, well, we're done. And then they go and get what's his face from Kansas. I'm going blank on his name. That didn't he always like would pick
games he'd play in.
But yeah, there it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out in Los Angeles. Very happy for Walker Kessler again. Big congratulations if you're watching this. Awesome. If not, totally understand. We get it. You're a little occupied. But again, yeah, Walker Kessler, former Auburn Tiger center of Auburn basketball, is now playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. Him being in the purple and gold and playing the center position for the Lakers is like that. Like, there's a lot of centers from history that put on the purple and gold, like Wilt Chamberlain, like Shaq. Like, the fact that he's in that category now, and I'm not saying player-wise, he's going to have that kind of impact. But as far as the center position goes, that's a cool club to be in. Not a lot of people can say that. So congratulations again to Walker Kessler. Just some other back-end news, and it's kind of sad news. Do y'all remember Freddie, who came to Jordan-Hare Stadium and was talking about how nice the stadium was? And everyone, he kind of went viral because he was showcasing the South and, you know, how beautiful it was and how beautiful the, you know, just the southern part of America really is. And he ended up going on, you know, his World Cup thing. He ended up getting in touch with Elle Langley, and their team got in touch with him, and, you know, they got to meet, and she like gave them a whole, you know, like great seats, great like hospitality. They got free tacovas, like the whole shebang, the whole nine. Well, someone or multiple people were like, I don't like how he's having fun. And they ended up revealing his face somehow, pulled up old tweets of his that it was like old. Who pulls up old tweets nowadays anyway? Like, that's very 2020 of you. But basically, they're like, he's having fun. I'm going to ruin the fun. And they basically doxed his name, his real name, his face, his location. And he basically posted on social media on his Instagram saying, we were just trying to enjoy our trip and documenting it for everyone to show how much we love the United States of America, because this is a beautiful country, contrary to what everyone in the media is saying. We love, you know, we love getting to do this. But because of this, I'm having to deactivate my X account. So he is no longer on X, or formerly known as Twitter. It sucks. Fun to keep up with. He had a lot of nice things to say about Auburn. And
Germany lost, so that probably didn't help the situation.
Well, it didn't help. It didn't help. But he's in the States until the 23rd, according to the last post that he had before it went dark. But I will say this. If this somehow reaches Freddie, you are more than welcome to come back to Alabama anytime. We want you to come back for some game in Jordan-Hare, preferably at night. That's going to be – if you thought the friendly with Argentina and Iceland was crazy – wait till you come to an SEC game during prime football season at night under the lights in Jordan-Hare, because the jungle gets wild, and that was only a fraction of the wild that you saw at the friendly with Argentina and Iceland. So if this somehow reaches you and you want to come back, please do. Me and Graham will personally be your tour guides. We will be your tour guides. But yeah, I hate that. You know, some people just suck. You know, it's just, the cancel culture is very lame, and I don't know why people would pull stuff up and go, like, it's not even that deep. Like, don't even, it's so lame that people, it's probably someone sitting in someone's basement, you know, can't believe that this person's getting to experience this. And they were saying he's a plant from the CIA to like show like all this stuff, like all these conspiracy things. Like, if he's a plant, I'm a plant of the CIA. You know what I mean? Like, come on. It's so lame, ridiculous. But, you know, hopefully he's okay. Nothing bad's happened since then. Hopefully it was just one of those things where somebody dug a little deeper than they should have and revealed his face. And, yeah, you know, he handled it. I think he handled it the best way he could. Honestly, he could have done way worse things. So, But shout out to Freddie. We love you, and hopefully you're doing good and you enjoy the rest of your stay in the United States of America. But another thing real quick before we go, because we're nerds and we like to talk about this type of stuff. Did you see, Graham, what Sony announced today in regards to they have announced that they are cutting all production of physical games in 2028. That sucks. Because, and I knew I had a gut feeling and a hunch that whenever they announced that GTA 6 was going to be digital only and you could buy a physical copy, but it's just going to have code in it. I was like, oh crap. I was like, I don't like that. That's going to set a precedent for something. And then literally a week later, it's like, yep, we're pulling the plug on physical media. So 2028 is the last, I guess 2027 technically is the last year you can buy any type of physical media.
To be honest, media, I can't tell you the last time I bought a physical game. I genuinely couldn't tell you.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to say, like, I'll occasionally buy some classic physical games, like old play, like whatever's backwards compatible with my PS5, but like some of the older 2Ks and Maddens maybe, yeah. But mainly 2K and then like some other story games. But it sucks because I collect physical media for movies, like 4K Blu-rays. That's like my, that's my jam. That is another little side hobby that I have is collecting physical, like steel books, you know, the little steel cases. I think those are really cool. Anyway, it sucks because there is a group of people that have been collecting physical copies of games forever. And I've seen like, you know, I've seen Pinterest posts. I've seen Twitter posts. I've seen YouTube videos of people like they have like these floating shelves of games from like all the way back to Nintendo 64 to what like now. It is crazy what some people have, and the fact that that's about to end because, and it's just PlayStation doing this, but I would not be shocked if Xbox and Microsoft do the same thing. They follow suit. It would not shock me at all. And they're claiming it's saving money. At the same time though, they're jacking up prices because they're struggling to sell or to make consoles because of, you know, RAM shortages and memory shortages and all that stuff. But really sad stuff. I hate that that's happening. But on the bright side, I think you'll still be able to play games regardless. I know that, you know, the digital thing, you technically don't really own it. Like, that's the whole thing about physical games is when you buy it, you have it, you own it. That's like, and then when you get done with it, you can trade it in and get back some of what you lost, you know, when you bought it originally. But, you know, it's one of those things. I knew it was going to happen at some point. I just didn't think it was going to happen this soon. I was hoping it would happen after I'm way long gone off this earth, but it's okay. It is what it is.
I knew it was going to come sooner than that.
Well, you know what I mean.
I
was hoping maybe like 10 years from now, not 2 years from now. Like, good Lord. Like, that's insane. Like, I remember the days of going to midnight releases and getting my copy and then, you know, being like, oh my gosh. Like,
and I never played on my Xbox 360. That's all I had.
Yep, same. But yeah, if you like what you're watching and listening to, please subscribe to The Barn, because that's something that lives forever is The Barn. And we are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. So please subscribe and try out other shows like the one you're listening to now. And you will not regret it, I promise. But with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. You have been listening and watching to The Barn Social Hour. As always, War Damn. We will see you guys next time.
See ya.